I had this interesting, peaceful thought this morning about where I'm gonna go after I die. Being that I believe in Jesus Christ, He died for my sins, all that stuff, I'm going to heaven, right? That's the belief, that's the Christian belief, right? And I've always struggled with that question of what's gonna happen to me when I die. Like, that was always a fear for me. Even when I was a little kid, like, I would ask my parent, like my dad, like, what's gonna happen when I die? Like, and he would direct me like to the priest. I remember one time he's like, ask the priest. He knows how to answer that question, you know? At 43 years of age, this morning, 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, sitting on the sofa in my living room, I had that thought like, oh shoot, I'm ready to go to heaven. I'm ready to go. Like, I'm ready. And I've never had that clear thought like, oh shoot, I know where I'm going and I'm ready right now. You know what I mean? And at the same time, as soon as I had that thought, I was like, but it's on God's time. I don't choose when to go. I can't choose to off. I mean, if I choose to off myself, then that's not the right way. Or, you know, if I choose whatever, I'm sorry I brought that thought out into existence with you guys, but that's just in my mind right now. But it's like, yes, I'm ready to go to heaven right now, and I'm glad that I know where I'm going. Now that I know that, I understand too that God chooses. He chooses, like, when my life is in His hands, you know what I mean? He chooses when we're gonna go. And then the third thought was, I gotta do my best. I gotta do good while I'm here. I gotta do good while I'm here. And I brought my wife woke up early with me a little bit after, a couple hours after I woke up. And I told her what I was thinking. And she's like, yeah, we're going to heaven. Like, she already knew. Like, it was, she's always ahead of me on stuff. Like, I'm like, dang, huh? And she, and the cool thing about it is she waits for most, a lot of times she waits for me to catch it. Like, oh, he's going to catch up. But she knew, and she told me, she's like, yeah, we're going to heaven. You're going to heaven. Like, we're going. And she's like, it's, and also too, another thought that she, the fourth thing that she helped me with was, it's like the thought that we're not actively looking for sin. Though we are sinful, that we have may have sinful tendencies because we're human and because of the fall of man at the beginning, we have, that's in us, right? But at the same time, we're not actively going out and looking for it, right? And I was like, oh shoot, that makes a lot of sense. And it, because in my mind, when she told me that, I was like, you're right, we're not. We're going to work. We're doing what we think we need to be doing. We're raising our kids. You know, we're living life to the best of our ability from a biblical perspective, which is how I like to look at it. Instead of saying, oh, I'm a Christian, I like to say I'm living my life from a, try to live my life from a biblical perspective so that people can call me Christian instead of me calling myself Christian, if that makes sense. So yeah, it was so clear this morning, and I've always, man, it's, I feel relieved because I always, like I said, I always had that question, like, what's going to happen to me? What's going to happen to me when I die? Like, what's going to happen? Do we just, like, is it just nothing? Like, I used to think of, like, just, like, darkness, just complete black. Like, imagine being, like, blind, but like that all the time, like, no sound, just like in a dark room with no sound at all. You ever heard of those rooms that are like the most quietest rooms on earth or something? I was thinking like that, but complete darkness, no sound, no nothing. That's what I would think. I was like, is that what it's gonna be like? But no, like, even in the Bible it describes what heaven is gonna be like and stuff like that. I'm not too knowledgeable about it, but I know for sure that it's in there. And I'm happy and peaceful now that I had that thought, like, wow, I know where I'm going. I know what's going to happen to me when I, you know, after I die. And then, of course, even now I'm like, well, I want to doubt myself. I want to doubt what God has planned for me. I want to doubt the goodness that God has for me through Jesus Christ. I want to doubt that. You know what I mean? My mind. But it's like, that's where I think, believe, that's where your faith comes in. Like, this is what you believe. This is what I believe. You know, even like, what does it say? Even like a mustard seed of faith, you know. And Jesus talks about people having faith. Like the one person that was healed, I can't remember, but it was like, oh, this, you of little faith. Who was it? The woman that touched his garment when she was constantly had a flow of blood for years. And she was just thinking, like, if I could just touch the hem of his robe, I would be healed. And Jesus, I think in that same story, Jesus is like, because of your faith, you're healed. That's amazing to me. And I just wanted to share that with you guys, because maybe somebody else might be going through that or trying to figure out, like, what's going to happen when I die. Like, you're not the only one that's thought that. Like, I've been thinking that for years. I'm 43 years old. I've been thinking that since I was 10 years old, since I was a kid. And now I'm at peace with it because of God through Jesus Christ, because of the Holy Spirit that helps me have that peace and understanding and that knowledge that surpasses all understanding. And I wish that for you guys too, you know, honestly. So yeah, thanks a lot, you guys, for listening, for watching this video. Questions, comments, leave them down below. Let me know what you think. If you experienced the same thing, or if you know somebody that might be going through it, just let me know. Appreciate you guys. Thanks a lot. Have a good one. Bye.